let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Are you a grandparent raising your children? The Grandparenting Journey, Leading the Way by Mary Ellen Davis, helps you navigate the joys and challenges of this special role. It offers practical advice on involvement in daily life, partnering with educators and medical professionals, and staying healthy as you continue your parenting journey. Mary Ellen Davis, inspired by her mentors in the California Association for Counseling and Development, began publishing articles and books on family, counseling, and education. With a passion for making a positive impact, she hopes the Grandparenting Journey will provide guidance and encouragement to grandparents everywhere. Mary Ellen Davis, author of The Grandparenting Journey, Leading the Way, is our guest on This Week in America. Mary Ellen, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here to talk about the book, The Grandparenting Journey. Why did you decide to write this book, and why is it important now?
It's important today because people are still raising grandchildren, and grandchildren are the blessings of every grandparent. And I want to write the book to share my pleasures, to share my pride, my love for after 60 years of age, of raising grandchildren and learning from grandchildren what you didn't know about your own children, because now you have other experiences, you have more time, and that's why I wanted to write the book, to share with everybody. And hopefully my sharing would enlighten them and maybe bring up something that they hadn't done or they would like to do.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned the joys and the challenges. It works both ways, doesn't it? There are times of elation and you really feel, okay, this is, I'm enjoying this. And other times when you probably second guess yourself and wonder if you're doing the right thing.
Well, that's true, because you don't know everything. And children are children. And when they do their little things and you wonder, well, why is he or she doing that? And you wonder, well, should I have done something else? Then you have to learn to speak to them all over again. You have to learn to listen. You have to learn to hear what they don't say and observe their feelings and pick up what they need and provide. It's really not easy, but it's a lovable challenge, and which is why I wanted to share it.
Well, let me ask you about that, talking about challenges. What are some of the biggest challenges that grandparents face when raising grandchildren today? And I'll emphasize that word today. What are the challenges that you had to face that you're sharing with others?
Okay, that word today is very important.
Yes.
Because today there are so many challenges among children, peers, classmates, peers, kids in the community, kids they see on TV. They want to emulate others. At the same time, they want to stay and do what grandma and grandpa says do. And the challenge is guiding them, leading them into what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. How much can you put on them? How much did you hold back? Those are challenges, and whether or not you're doing the right thing. And if you're ambivalent, you're frightened, you don't know, but you just trust in God and hope that what you're doing is the right thing.
Our guest is Mary Ellen Davis. She's the author of The Grandparenting Journey, Leading the Way. Her website is MaryEllenDavisBooks.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book, of course, available wherever books are sold. The book stresses involvement in children's daily lives. What practical examples can you share? Because you really need to be pretty much involved in their daily lives from a social standpoint, a school standpoint, being out there with their friends. What are some of the ideas that you have that you share in your book?
Healthy nutrition. You getting them to eat what they should eat instead of what they want to eat.
Yes.
Talking to them about the good, and they don't understand it because they want what they want. Proper hygiene early because they need it, and then you want to teach them to use it early so they continue it. Proper care, clothing, physical activities, play, exercise, rest, all of that, those are challenges that are involved in everyday lives, and it has to happen, and it has to be done, and it's tiring to grandparents, especially when you're past 60 years old and they are so young. But these are the things that have to be done.
Does this help keep you younger because you're dealing with the grandkids in this way, or make you feel older when you're dealing with the grandkids in this way?
With me, I suppose I felt younger because I'm a busybody, so I've been told. So I like to stay busy and stay involved. And I wanted to make sure I was doing what I know they needed and also doing what I thought they wanted. And the hard part is, where you draw the line between what they want and what they need? That's very different. But that's what I was doing, and that's what I enjoyed. And knowing that grandchildren are my greatest blessing, you want to do the right thing.
How difficult is it sort of changing the role of grandparents? Many people see grandparenting as saying yes and doing things that their parents wouldn't let them do and spoiling them and giving them whatever they want. Now it's a different role. How difficult is making that transition to, I'm not just your grandparent anymore, I'm actually your parent and I'm working with you on a daily basis?
Well, I just retired 38 years of teaching and counseling in San Francisco. So this is, so I had experience dealing with children, although mine was basically high school, but dealing with children and early education. So the thing is helping them to navigate their world and getting in it and also navigating your world with them. You've got to come down to where they are, but not below where they are. And you got to bring them to a point. You got to walk a little bit ahead and not too far behind. It's very challenging, but those are the kind of activities you have to go through every day raising grandchildren. And listening to what they don't say and asking questions. And children are very astute. When you ask them questions, ask questions that make sense. And when they answer, make sure they know you are paying attention to their answer and appreciate what they're saying.
If this sounds like a whole lot in raising grandchildren, the book is there. It's a guide. It will walk you through this from somebody who knows exactly what it's like in doing this and put the book together. The book is The Grandparenting Journey, Leading the Way by Mary Ellen Davis. Again, our website, MaryEllenDavisBooks.com. How difficult, how challenging is it for grandparents to balance caring for the grandchildren and maintaining their personal well-being? You mentioned, once you get over a certain age, you need to be aware of things. You need to have doctors in your life as well. How difficult is it to not put yourself in the back burner and sort of neglect those areas?
Well, sometimes it's tiring. It's very tiring. And you have to ask for help to keep yourself, because if you can't take care of yourself, you certainly can't take care of children who cannot take care of themselves. So you ask for assistance from family members, from friends, from other grandparents, even though they may not be raising grandchildren, but other grandparents. You seek medical help, and you take some leisure time for yourself. You have to read, do some walking, meeting with friends, and prayers. You have to do these things to keep yourself going.
Yeah, exercise and prayer time. It's important, and Mary Ellen points out in the book how important it is to take care of yourself. You can't neglect yourself as you're taking care of the grandchildren, because it's not fair to the grandchildren, because you're not able to perform for them in the role of the parent. The Grandparenting Journey, Leading the Way, Mary Ellen Davis is our guest on the program. Times have changed so much, technology prevalent right now. How can grandparents foster real connections with their grandchildren? You've got a whole chapter on technology kids. Chapter 8 is technology kids. That's the one I went to first. Talk about that, and you need to understand it, and then you need to monitor the use of social media, all of that screen time, all of that. Probably new words to most grandparents in taking over the role of parenting. How do you go about doing that? That seems like that would be one of the bigger challenges.
That is a terribly big challenge. First of all, depending on the age of the grandchildren, you may have to rely on them to assist you with technology, because I did in some point.
Yes.
I really did. Because and you have to admit to the grandchildren, look, you know more about this than I do, so I need you to help me in this area. And I do that to this very day with my grandson especially. And talk to professionals about what's good for children in technology, because, as everyone knows, they're so astute in doing these things, and they learn so much and can be involved in so much that you don't know about. that can be harmful, that can be very good, but you need to know what's going on. And with their peers, grandparents, teachers, and other professionals, discussions, talking to, getting guidance, and working very closely with the grandchildren themselves on technology. That and beyond, those are the things I had to do.
With
grandparents to do.
With technology today, bullying comes into this, and I often think, boy, I'm glad I'm not raising, you know, R2 during this time of bullying, and social monitoring would be necessary, and having the internet there and watching what's saying and how they're reacting. Are there signs? How important is it to watch signs for bullying? Because it seems to be so prominent. If somebody's got a keyboard, they're going to say something negative about somebody else, it seems.
It happens all the time. And you need to talk to the grandchildren. What do you think about that? How would you react to that? Do you do this? Would you do that? And talk to them and get them involved and get them engaged. And I mean, not frivolously, but seriously, because they are so astute and so sharp. They know when you're fooling around, when you're not being serious. But be serious about it. Talk to them. Let them know that it's inappropriate. And let them know how you feel in your heart about them and how much you care about them and the directions that you want them to go. These are the things you do, and you never stop talking and make it very positive.
A big part of the book, you talk about how it's important you work closely with medical professionals, educators, when raising grandchildren. Talk about that and why that's so important. You're not just there when the children are home and watching over them. You really need to know what's going on from a medical standpoint, from an education standpoint. It's really full-time, isn't it?
Full-time. Because depending on the ages of the children when you receive them, I received mine at 18 months legally. You've got to go. Well, first of all, your house becomes everything baby again. I was at retired a year from school, and I got them the next year. So my house went to back to Santa Claus and everything baby. And of course, it started with the doctor. They got to take them to the doctor. Where are they medically? What injections do they need? What else do they need? And frequent visits to the doctor, because you got to play catch up sometimes. And that's what I was doing. And so then you get all the injections they need, the medical care they need, and behaviors that they're demonstrating. What does it mean? And as far as getting teachers involved, you talk to them, spend time, volunteer. Of course, you can't do too much because you after all, you are grandparents. Volunteer in the classroom, assisting, on the schoolyard, on field trips, doing everything you can to stay close to what's happening with your grandchildren and other children, because sometimes you become grandparents of other kids who are in the classroom too.
Oh, yes, I can understand that. You talk about your background that I mentioned, counseling, education. How did that influence the insights in raising grandchildren and insights you share in your book, The Grandparenting Journey?
Well, I think teaching for many years, even though it wasn't elementary school, it wasn't young, mine was high school, basically, and community college. But teaching and learning and working with people and then having raised your own children, you go back and read and you go back and learn about younger children, because what you did when you were raising your own is so different from raising grandchildren, because when you're raising grandchildren, you have more experience, you've lived longer, and grandchildren are so much brighter than the children you had. So it's a real challenge. So you do all of these things working together with the teachers. It's not one thing you do. It's a lot of things you do. And you do it every day.
The book is The Grandparenting Journey, Leading the Way by Mary Ellen Davis, our guest on the program. Our website is MaryEllenDavisBooks.com. Link on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. What do you think maybe is the foremost piece of advice that you would give to some overwhelmed grandparents that either are about to take on the responsibility or just taking it on? Because when you list all of the things, if you don't break them down as you do in your book, it can be overwhelming. What bit of advice would you give to grandparents in this position?
If you're about to take on this mission, it is a mission, believe me. If you have time and you're not doing it immediately, talk to family members, talk to medical professionals about what you're getting ready to do, ask for assistance, ask for guidance, share your feelings with them about what you're going to do. And first thing, talk to yourself. Is this something you really want to take on? Because while it's love-based, it's not easy, because you're dealing with little children who are not making decisions. You're making decisions for them, and you need a lot to be done with them. You have, although they have teachers at school, you are their first teacher. All parents are their kids' first teachers. That's the baseline. And you got to get ready for that. That entails a lot of work and a lot of thinking, a lot of information. So seek assistance, advice from family members and medical professionals, grandparenting groups, and reading. These are the things you want to work with.
Is it normal to have doubts?
Oh, my Lord. You don't know what you don't know whether what you're doing is the right thing. You're praying that it's the right thing, that it's working. And you second guess yourself, did I do this well? How did it work out? And while you can't go back in textbook style and say to the children, okay, we just had a lesson now, I want you to give me your feedback. They can't do that.
Yes.
You have to seek the feedback from their behavior and from your own observations. So yes, the challenge. It's rewarding, but it's challenging, and it's a blessing.
Who other than grandparents can benefit from reading the book?
Anyone, because I gave a couple of copies to a couple of senior women, and the one woman called me and said, you know, my grandson, who's 8 years old, he enjoyed reading the book, and I thought that was the biggest surprise I've had in my life. So it was, and he really enjoyed it. But I'm saying anyone, and I mean anyone, who can read can benefit from this book, because it has information for everybody.
Yeah, you can be a parent and not a grandparent, but just a normal parent, and all of a sudden you're going back and learning all of these things and the way to do things and the self-doubt that is normal when you're raising children. The book is The Grandparenting Journey, Leading the Way. Mary Ellen Davis is our guest on the program. Looking back, this experience for you, the experience of grandparenting and raising children and writing the book, what's been the most rewarding part of sharing your writing with families and communities? What has this been like being there for them and guiding people?
It's been rewarding. It's been wonderful. But, you know, also, it's been stressful. At one point in my life, I didn't have any weight to lose because I can't buy a pound. But I did lose a couple of pounds because I'm sure it was just stress. So, but in that, while that in itself is stressful, sometimes stress is rewarding. And stress helps you when you think about what you're doing to move forward. But engaging my grandchildren in the content of the book, they read them. And then when I was writing it, I had them to read some of the copies. What do you think about this? Is this okay? Is that right? Is this okay what I'm saying about you, what you guys are doing? Well, Grandma, I don't think that's good, but let's change. Involving them in writing the book. Receiving support from others, family, friends, professionals, and other children. Just plain sharing my experiences. Joy of writing about my grandchildren, as I said, my greatest blessings called me grandma. Being able to support my grandchildren in all facets of their lives. And absolute pride of grandparenting. Those are the rewards that I've gotten.
That has to be such a very important feeling and a positive feeling when you see what you've done and raise these children into young adults and doing it successfully. There has to be, I can't think of any better feeling than taking that young person and entering them properly prepared into society. The book is The Grandparenting Journey, Leading the Way. Mary Ellen Davis, our guest on the program. You mentioned and you talk about it in the book, and you touched on it here, energy consumption. How important is it that you pace yourself from a physical standpoint? I can see you going, especially in the early days, maybe physical activity, keeping busy with the kids, and all of a sudden, you know, 6, 7 o'clock in the evening, you're ready for bed.
And sometimes when you're ready for bed, they're not ready for bed.
Oh, exactly, exactly.
You cannot go to sleep and leave them awake doing something, so that's tiring. That's tiring. But also, you can relax sometimes in having whatever you're going to do, have them plan it with you. Have them engage in the planning and give them assignments, little assignments to do. that's rewarding and that's very fun. And it's relaxing.
I always regretted that when our kids got beyond the age of taking a nap. There for a while, I love that. So the afternoon nap time, and we're all going to close the blinds and we're all going to take the nap together. And when they're 16, 17, they don't want to do that anymore. So you have to move on from that. How is parent?
Well, when they're 16 and 17, that's when I wrote the book, Grandparenting, Continuing the Journey with Generation Z as they got older and bored. That's a whole nother story.
Oh, I'm sure that it is. And I was just going to ask how parenting has changed, you know, with one generation removed there. What's it been like? And from the outside looking in, it's like, boy, I really wouldn't want to be a parent now because all of these problems we've talked about, social media, all of this that we're talking about. But what is it better now than it was? Have you adjusted? It sounds like you're really enjoyed this experience.
I enjoyed it, and I'm still enjoying it. They're now, of course, with the youngest one now is 8. The oldest one's 26. So I'm still enjoying, and of course, those Gen Zs, they are people who are bright, who are technology really, but they know everything. They have all the questions and all the answers. So you still have to let them know you're smarter than I am in technology only. Because you haven't lived as long as I have. You don't know more than I do in many things, and I know nothing about technology, so you know you've got me on that one. And just no argument, just being honest and letting them know where you are and letting them know that you know where they are. It's a challenge, but it's life.
So you've got, I'm sorry.
In today's world, it really is a challenge.
How do you feel that, and I touched on this before, but keeping you young, you know what's going on, you know what's happening in pop culture out there, you know what's happening with technology. I would think that that would help keep you, you know, younger. You would feel like, okay, I'm not retired and slipping away and not doing anything. You're actually contributing and understanding what's going on in society. How much fun is that to be aware and to be raising children during this time?
It keeps you engaged.
Yeah, okay, engaged, yes, okay.
It keeps you definitely engaged. And the knowledge of learning what's going on with them, when I say with them, working with them, conversing with them, talking with them, that in itself is very good because you can't do it by yourself. And when you speak to them, you can't speak down to them. You got to speak to them respectfully and give what you want to get back. That's really good.
You've done an excellent job with this book. Are you working on any others? I mentioned all the writing that you've done. You didn't start off to be a writer because of encouragement from the group that you decided to do this, and you're touching lives in such a positive way. Are you working on something now, writing-wise?
Not yet. And at my age, I think maybe I may not. I think I'm just working with them and teaching them and asking them and showing them and helping them, please, so that when I'm gone, don't let me lie in my grave worried about what you're doing. I want to know that you've been listening and heard and following the guidelines.
So you're,
and while things are bad, yeah, and that kind of information.
And I'll come back to this word fulfilled again. It's really something special, isn't it, when you have this bond with the children and you know the job that you've been able to do in shaping these people in a strange world that's going on out there?
Well, it's a challenge. It really is. Because, you know, at this point, you get a little bit into political things. And they're at the age now where You can't just talk to them about one thing that from your point of view and think, listen, you got to ask,
yes.
What do you think about? How do you agree? How do you feel about this? What do you doubt? What are your thoughts? You have to ask no yes, no questions. You have to ask thought-provoking questions, and you have to, when they ask you questions, give them answers that make sense.
The book is available wherever books are sold, The Grandparenting Journey, Leading the Way by Mary Ellen Davis. Her website is maryellendavisbooks.com. I'd like to thank Gotham Books, Inc. for arranging our conversation with Mary Ellen today, a premier self-publishing company helping authors bring their literary dreams to life. Gotham Books, Inc. And Mary Ellen, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with the book. So many areas that could be confusing and challenging to people in the position of raising grandchildren. You've been through it. You take them by the hand and guide them through this. And for parenting in general, it's an excellent book. Thank you for being with us on the program.
I thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The book is The Grandparenting Journey, Leading the Way, Mary Ellen Davis. Again, the website, MaryEllenDavisBooks.com. Link onto our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. Go directly to her website. You are listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.